happen in the near future. Brionna's father's birthday will be at the end of the week. It is coming up very soon.
To sneak up on somebody.
To happen or be about to happen without someone's realization or preparation. Giovanni forgot about his dad's birthday. It sneaked up on him this year. By the way, you'll hear many people use the past form, snuck, as well. His dad's birthday really snuck up on Giovanni.
To slip someone's mind.
To be forgotten. Giovanni had totally forgotten his dad's birthday. It slipped his mind.
To go in on something with someone.
To share the cost or expense of something with someone. Brionna wants to give her father a gift from both her and her brother. She wants them to share the expense. She wants to go in on a gift for her father with her brother.
To not have a clue.
To not know about something at all. Jonathan said he could use the email program without a problem. But watching him for 3 minutes, it was clear he didn't have a clue.
To look around.
To move through a place and observe without the intention of finding something in particular. Since they don't know what to buy, Brionna and Giovanni will look around at the mall for a few hours.
To turn up.
To appear or be found. The kids are hoping that while they're at the mall, a good gift will turn up.
Before we follow Brionna and Giovanni during their trip to the mall, let's hear some of the important expressions they'll use. Listen carefully now and try to recall their meaning later during the conversation. Repeat each example for practice.
To break the bank.
To spend all your money on something. To empty your bank account to pay for something. To pay too much for something. Vivian wants a new car, but doesn't want to spend too much. She doesn't want to break the bank and buy a car she can't afford.
Bookworm.
A person who loves to read. Don is always reading 2 or 3 books at once. He's a real bookworm.
To be on the case.
To already be working on a certain project. To have begun working to achieve a particular goal. Josh offered to buy drinks for the picnic, but Marianne said that she had already ordered them and was going to pick them up that afternoon. She said she was already on the case.
To be run-of-the-mill.
To be ordinary or typical. To be commonplace. If you don't know what to buy your father for Father's Day, don't buy socks. Everybody buys socks when they can't think of a more creative gift. Socks are such a run-of-the-mill Father's Day gift.
To tear something to pieces.
To find fault with something or harshly criticize. To insult. Arca's publisher spent 2 hours listing the reasons why the title for his book was bad. His publisher tore his ideas for a title to pieces.
To throw someone a bone.
To make a small or token gesture of support for someone, often in a patronizing way. Laura always makes impractical suggestions in meetings, but her colleagues throw her a bone by pretending to consider them.
To shoot something down.
To dismiss or reject something, such as an idea or a suggestion. You haven't come up with a single original idea, but you've sat there shooting down everyone else's.
To get on someone's nerves.
To annoy or agitate someone. Carly hates when she enters a shoe store and no one asks to help her. It really gets on her nerves.
To be beat.
To be exhausted. Sheldon works 3 jobs and over 80 hours a week. By Saturday night, he is completely exhausted. He's really beat.
To call it a day.
To decide that a project, event, or situation is over. To stop working on something for the day. We didn't get much done on our research project, but we decided it was time to go home, so we called it a day.
To put in or give your 2 cents.
To give your opinion or share your ideas about something. Tina's suggestions are usually worthless, but still, she insists on putting in her 2 cents.
To knock someone's socks off.
To shock or surprise someone in a pleasant or happy way by performing beyond expectation. Sarah knew her friends planned a fun evening to celebrate her birthday, but the evening was much better than she'd expected. It was fantastic. It really knocked her socks off.
To be in shape.
To be in good physical condition. Catalina used to be able to run 10 miles. Now she gets tired walking upstairs. She is not in shape anymore. Note that you can also say to get in shape, meaning to train your body and become physically fit. Jack loses his breath climbing a flight of stairs. He really needs to get in shape.
To shell out.
To pay, usually a bit unwillingly. The premium on Bill's insurance is really high. Even if the accident isn't his fault, he would still have to shell out $1,500 to pay for repairs.
Hands down.
Without a doubt. Frederick is considered, hands down, the best chef in the state.
To be a weight off your shoulders.
To no longer be a source of worry or concern for you. Hannah didn't know how she would be able to work and take care of her baby. Finding a reliable and affordable daycare was a big weight off her shoulders.
To push your luck.
To try to get too much of a reward. To be greedy. To want too much. You helped me paint my bedroom, so now you want me to buy you dinner, give you my favorite sweater, and wash your car? Don't push your luck.
Part C. Idioms in Action, Part 2. Okay, now that we've focused on a few more expressions, let's join Brionna and Giovanni at the mall as they search for a gift for their father.
What about a new grill?
Bree, I'm not a rich guy. I can't afford to break the bank with this gift.
Okay,